Thank you, everybody. Good morning. So I'm going to be talking about the role of marital status and the association between pre-pregnancy BMI and breastfeeding success, and we do not have any relationships to disclose. I'm going to start by giving you a background about breastfeeding. To start, the recommendations according to the American Academy of Pediatrics is to breastfeed exclusively for the first 6 months, followed by 6 months of breastfeeding with complementary feeding. Breastfeeding has a variety of positive outcomes for both the mother and child. Childhood outcomes include protecting against childhood illnesses and adult chronic diseases, and it may protect mothers against breast and ovarian cancer. Despite the recommendations and the positive outcomes associated with breastfeeding, the majority of U.S. mothers do not adhere to these recommendations. In 2011, 20% of women never breastfed. Additionally, less than half of women breastfed until 6 months. In an effort to understand barriers to breastfeeding, various research has identified maternal socio-demographic factors, including pre-pregnancy BMI and marital status, in the relationship with breastfeeding outcomes. So how does pre-pregnancy BMI affect breastfeeding? Research says there is a negative association between pre-pregnancy obesity and breastfeeding duration. Additionally, overweight and obese women will have shorter breastfeeding duration. So what are some of the mechanisms at play here? There are physiological mechanisms that may physically or psychologically discourage obese women to breastfeed, and psychosocial mechanisms such as body image and our body comfort, which has been used to explain the difference in pre-pregnancy BMI categories. So what about marital status? Few studies to date have explored how marital status directly affects breastfeeding outcomes, but evidence suggests that marital status is a function of a mother's social environment affects breastfeeding. Married women are more likely to breastfeed at 6 months postpartum compared to unmarried women, and that is 60% versus 32%. And even after controlling for confounders, married women were more likely to breastfeed at 2 weeks postpartum and 3 months postpartum compared to single women. So why care? Over the past decade, there has been a rise in rates of overweight and obese women and births to unmarried women. In 2011, 54% of women were overweight or obese, and 36% of births in the last year were to unmarried women. Independent relationships have been established between pre-pregnancy BMI, marital status, and breastfeeding duration. And the role of marital status as an effect modifier is less understood. Therefore, our aim was to test whether the association between pre-pregnancy BMI and breastfeeding duration differs among groups of married and unmarried women. To test this, we used Phase 6 2009 to 2011 Pregnancy Risk Assessment Monitoring System, or PRAMS. We excluded women who gave birth to multiples, such as twins or triplets, and who had missing data for our main exposure, pre-pregnancy BMI, or the outcome, which is breastfeeding duration, and our final sample was 93,000. We categorized maternal pre-pregnancy BMI as underweight, normal weight, overweight, and obese, which is consistent with the World Health Organization classifications. Marital status, which was ascertained from the birth certificate records, was categorized as married and not married. And breastfeeding duration was categorized as never breastfed, breastfed 8 weeks or less, or breastfed more than 8 weeks. We considered various potential confounders that we identified in the literature, including socio-demographic factors such as race and ethnicity or income, pregnancy-related health behaviors such as smoking or drinking during pregnancy, and physical and psychosocial health-related factors such as intimate partner violence and pregnancy intention. We also considered pregnancy complications such as hypertension, preeclampsia, or postpartum depressive symptoms. So for our methods, we used weighted percentages and frequencies to get the distribution of our population. We determined that gestational weight gain was a mediator, so it was in the causal pathway, and we did not include this in our analysis. there was a significant interaction between marital status and pre-pregnancy BMI, so our final model was stratified by marital status. We used logistic regression to obtain our crude odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals for factors associated with breastfeeding duration, and we did multinomial logistic regression, which we used to generate our parsimonious models, and we adjusted for confounding factors that resulted in at least a 10% change in our crude estimate. And like I said, we stratified by marital status because it was an effect modifier. And we used SAS for all of our analysis. So for our results, the majority of our study population was married, aged 20 to 29 years old, and had some college education. The majority reported breastfeeding for more than 8 weeks, while about a quarter breastfed for 8 weeks or less, and about 19% never breastfed. Pre-pregnancy BMI, like we would expect, the majority were normal weight, while 24% were overweight, 21% were obese, and about 4% were underweight. So this shows the association between our marital status and pre-pregnancy BMI with breastfeeding duration. And as you can see, both marital status and pre-pregnancy BMI have associations with our outcome, breastfeeding duration. Other factors associated with breastfeeding are age, education, race, ethnicity, income, place of residence, insurance, adequacy of prenatal care utilization, and WIC status. So this shows our final parsimonious model. We ended up controlling for maternal age, education, WIC status, pre-pregnancy exercise, and income. And as we can see, among unmarried women, obese women were more likely to never breastfeed or breastfeed 8 weeks or less compared to their normal weight counterparts who breastfed more than 8 weeks. Among our married women, overweight and obese women were more likely to never breastfeed or breastfeed 8 weeks or less compared to the normal weight counterparts who breastfed more than 8 weeks. So as our discussion, a quick results overview. Pre-pregnancy obesity was negatively associated with breastfeeding duration among married and unmarried women, whereas overweight women only showed a negative association for married women. As far as we know, this is one of the first studies to test the role of marital status as an effect modifier. So are these results consistent? Since there isn't a study similar, we use the independent relationships that I previously stated. So yes, they are consistent. Specifically, a prospective analysis in Australia showed overweight or obese women were 18% more likely to stop breastfeeding with each additional month of duration compared to normal weight women. So what are some explanations for the differences between BMI groups? Biologically, it can be caused by the excess fat around mammary glands that may cause hormonal and metabolic abnormalities that delay milk secretion. There may be greater amounts of adipose tissue in overweight and obese women, which can result in infant latching problems because of the larger breasts and the flattened nipples. And there could be delayed lactation, which overweight and obese women may contribute this to insufficient milk, and they will stop breastfeeding. There are also psychosocial explanations here, such as a lack of body comfort and confidence in their bodies. And women were more likely to report this at 4 weeks postpartum, and these feelings mediated the association between their weight and breastfeeding outcomes. And this is among overweight and obese women. Additionally, they have fewer friends and family with breastfeeding experiences, and they cite that they have less social influence and less confidence in achieving their breastfeeding goals. So maybe one of the most interesting findings of our study is the difference in marital status, which really contradicts the assumption of marital status, but it supports the theories of the paradoxical effect of marriage. Being married may amplify the adverse effects of overweight and obesity on breastfeeding outcomes, and those in romantic relationships may internalize their negative feelings about their weight more so. So there is contradictory evidence around body satisfaction and marital status, though. And there, you can also look at it from a socio-ecological perspective. Research has shown that attitudes and beliefs of partners strongly influence breastfeeding outcomes. And overweight and obese women may feel embarrassment because of the lack of privacy that they report in hospital settings and in public. So the study has numerous strengths, including the utilization of a nationally representative sample, a statistically robust sample size that used multi-stage sampling. We made a valuable contribution to existing literature by demonstrating the paradoxical effect of marriage. And because of the recent trends in overweight, obese women and births to unmarried women, further research on this phenomenon is especially timely and salient because of these trends. We do have some limitations. There could be recall bias due to self-report measurements, such as the weight, height, breastfeeding outcomes. We could not consider alternative types of living arrangements, such as cohabitation, separation, or common law marriage. And we cannot get exclusive breastfeeding. But any breastfeeding is better than exclusive breastfeeding. Also, because of the cross-sectional design of our study, we cannot ascertain a causal relationship. However, because of the temporal sequence of events, so pre-pregnancy BMI and marital status being established before breastfeeding outcomes, a temporality can be assumed. We also excluded women with multiple births, which is consistent with the literature. And we did this because women with multiple births are going to have additional barriers to breastfeeding because there's more than one child. So in conclusion, healthcare professionals should be cognizant of the unique barriers that overweight and obese women face when breastfeeding. Interventions targeted at getting women to breastfeed for at least 6 months should target the fathers, family members, and social support that they have. And given the lack of in-depth studies on marital status and breastfeeding behaviors, more research is warranted on this topic. So I want to acknowledge the PRAMS Working Group and the Virginia Commonwealth University Division of Epidemiology for all their support. These are my references. Any questions? Thank you. So her question was if we assessed low milk supply, and we did not because that was not available in our data set. And also a lot of studies have a problem assessing that because they have to go on self-report, which is a controversial measurement for milk supply.
You mentioned that weak status was associated with breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is, and was there any differences between married and unmarried women, and what kind of interventions do you recommend within WIC to promote breastfeeding even more?
So her question was that we saw an association between WIC status and why I think there is that association, and if I saw differences between marital status within the WIC group. So we did not test if specifically if WIC status differed for marital status, so we did not stratify that, so I can't comment on that. And I am not familiar enough with the literature on WIC, so I'm not comfortable. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.